The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning. We are talking today about the bracha Ahava Rabba. Ahava Rabba Kepshutei is the bracha of the Ahava Rabba, the great Ahava, love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Together with that, it is also considered Birchas HaTorah. It's the bracha that we appreciate the fact that Hashem, Slamdenu Chukei Chaim, you taught us the laws of life. We appreciate Hashem, HaMerachim Rachim Aleinu, that Hashem has tremendous Rachmonos on us. V'Oreinenu B'Soirosecho. We are beseeching Hashem to enlighten our eyes with your Torah, the Davi Beinu Mitzvaysecho, the Yachad Beinu Yav, the Yerushemecho. Our heart should be united with only one desire of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. The Torah and Avas Hashem are two inseparable parts of Avas Hashem. The Pasuk says in Kriya Shema, that we say right afterwards, V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha. Many people go their whole life talking about love. I do love, I don't love, and they never define for themselves what love is. But the starting point of love comes from recognition. That's step number one. To recognize the greatness of the one that a person loves, and therefore have desire to be miskar, to come closer to that person. So the Sifri says, that how does one get to Avas Hashem? By the fact that we put the words of the Torah of Hashem on our hearts, we immerse ourselves in the Torah, we work hard to understand the Torah, we pay attention to the beautiful messages throughout Torah, through the Tanakh, through the Halacha, Sifrei Musa, everything which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see His great Midos HaRachamim V'Chesed, Midos HaEmes V'Kedusha. We see the tremendous chokhmah, how every situation in life is guided by the Torah. Hashem didn't leave anything open. A Jew, how to go to the bathroom is guided by the Torah. How to eat is guided by the Torah. How to do business is guided by the Torah. Kal v'chomer with all the mitzvahs. We see Hashem has so much love for us. He gave over us a guide to bring us to Chaim, Chukei Chaim, bring us eternal life. Lo nevoish le'olam v'ed. Like we say in the bracha, if we follow the ways of Hashem, we'll never be embarrassed. We'll have eternal kavod. When we recognize the greatness of Hashem and what Hashem has given us, that arouses within us tremendous feelings of ahava. The sweet words of Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, that if a person, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, the person is Isaac Vitoya, and he says, in the middle, Ma no ilon zeh, how beautiful this tree is, harizim is chayv benafshu. He's deserving of chas v'shalom, death penalty. How could that be? Ma no ilon zeh, we're saying the beauty of the tree, the creation of Hashem. Hashem created this amazing thing called a tree, with all the chokhmah involved in it, with the leaves that are absorbing the energy from the sun, and the roots that are drawing up the nutrients from the ground, and the wonderful fruit that it has, and the shade it has. What's wrong with that? Why isn't it chayav b'nafsho? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Kuttner, if a person realizes what he's doing, then he's entitled to chayim. And he misses a boat, chas v'sholem, he can be chayav b'nafsho to a certain level. He says, when a person's oisek v'Torah, that is most direct interaction with Hashem. When I'm learning Torah, I'm trying to understand the ideals of Hashem and understand what's important. I'm trying to understand what's important to Hashem, the way Hashem wants me to live. And even Chazal say that when I'm learning, Hashem Kavod Yochel is learning with me. I'm a Lamid Torah, Lamid Yisrael. So I'm interacting directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then I look at his wonderful brias. The dogma, if a person was talking to a king and having a nice conversation, and suddenly in the middle of the conversation, he just forgets about the king and starts looking at this beautiful, ooh, the palace is so beautiful. That's a bizarre to the king. If you realize that you're involved in an intimate relationship with the king, what are you suddenly dropping him and looking at his palace? Yeah, it's true, the palace is very impressive. It shows the greatness of the king. But if you really have a kesher, something going on, it's not just I'm involved in my Torah learning. If I'm involved in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I realize that this is an expression of Avas Hashem, then Enechanavi. There's a certain bechina of leaving that for anything, even for expressing the greatness of Hashem and other things, is an element of Mishchai V'Nafshu. He missed the point. So this is how we're starting off our day. And there's a second step, as we mentioned before, of the Birchas Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is a statement of Yichud Hashem. There's only one God. Yichud. The concept of Yichud means ultimate recognition of the intimate kesher between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Cheder Yichud. There's only two people inside, nobody else there. That's what Yichud Hashem means. It's me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody else is irrelevant. To get to that point of Yichud Hashem, recognition that Hashem is everything in my life, I have to clarify for myself, where's it coming from? What gives me the koyches hanefesh, the ability to be miyachad Hashem and to rely fully on Hashem? Because I realize I have that feeling of Ava Rabba, I have that feeling of closeness based on, like we're saying, my recognition of the tremendous gift. Ava Rabba of Tonu. I see the tremendous expression of your Ava to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the fact that you gave me the Torah HaKadosha. And when I have that feeling, I feel so much the tremendous Ava Rava, Chemle Gedoyle V'Yisrael Chomalto Leinu, the tremendous mercy you had upon us for the fact that you gave us the Torah. When I realize that, then automatically it gives me the ability and the desire to be Miyachad Hashem and say, Hashem, your Ratzon is the only thing that's important in life. Hashem Echod, Ad Kedekach Hashem Echod, that it's a minig put down the Peskim. And when says Hashem Echod, he should think in his mind that someone would come up to me and say, that I want you to be over the Avodah Zarah, or if it's done by Rabbim, I want you to be over an Avera. I'll be happily give up my life like Kiddush Hashem, because without a Kiddush Baruch Hu, life is worthless. So this is the second introduction. Introduction number one, as we mentioned before, was an introduction of recognizing the physical world, the Or in the world, our connection to our Kiddush Baruch Hu through all the Malachim, everything which we mentioned before. And now is a higher level, getting deeper, closer into our special kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the recognition of the medium of that Ava, the Torah HaKadosha. We say, Avinu Ava Rachamo and HaMerachem Rachim Aleinu. We say, Hashem, our Father, I recognize you, my Father. I recognize you, Rachmanis. HaMerachem Rachim Aleinu. How tremendous Rachmanis. What are we asking for? Lehovin Lahaskil, to understand. Lishmoa, to be able to listen. Without able to listen to the other person, one can never learn Torah properly if he's always involved in the previous emotions. To learn, teach, we should work together, we're doing it by not just a myth, we have to force into it, I have to do my busy Torah, my hour to have a day. No, something exciting that I realize this is what life is all about, who is I am in my life. It's such a beautiful, sweet story. He was brought up in Lita, Lithuania, as a little kid, he remembered always when
Kol Halashon.
The first time his father brought him into the Beis HaMedrash. And when the tzibur over there got to the Bracha of Ava Rabba, he suddenly lifted up the voices and they were crying to Hashem, Avinu Rachmon, Amarachim, Rachim Aleinu, Ev Rachmonis, we need Rachmonis. And when he finished the tefillah, as his father, what are they asking for us? What do we need so much Rachmonis for? What are we lacking so much? And his father explained to him, that this is so we should have Siyata Shema, that we should be able to learn Torah. Our family should be able to learn Torah. Be'ava, we should have be connected to the Torah. Be excited about the Torah. And at the beginning, the son didn't understand it. What? Torah is a nice thing. It's one of the mitzvahs. Make such a big fuss. Rachim, Rachim Aleinu. We need your Rachmanus Hashem. And his father told him, yes, that's what it's all about. This is life. Chukei Chaim. Our whole life. Cheyenu v'chemenu is evolving about this. Our proper kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu evolves about my kesher to Torah. Like we mentioned before, whether I'm learning myself, or I'm supporting somebody else that's learning, or whether I'm being mechazik my family, the women of the family, the mothers and the wives, or mechazik people around me, however I'm doing it. But that's an essential part of life. And I was zeicher to daven with this Rav Gustman many, many years, and it's amazing. The rabbi, he said every day was very similar to the way we say in the Ila every day on Yom Kippur. Amarachim, rachim aleinu, v'horei neinu b'seirusecha. Light up our eyes. So many of us are going through life with darkness. We don't see what life is all about, running after all kind of things that have no value. Those are the things that affect us. Those are the things that keep our minds preoccupied. And that's what we want. If you open up our eyes to see the light of the Torah, then that will connect us to your mitzvahs. We'll get to the dagas of Ava, the Yira. There's a dag of Yira that is even higher than Ava. We know that the Ava, Yira of that person doing mitzvah because he wants tzar, he wants reward, he's afraid of punishment, is a low level. Ava, he feels a closeness to Hashem, is a high level. There's even a higher level than that. It's called Yiras Chet. I mean, the person loves somebody so much, he's always concerned, Chas Hashem, I shouldn't say something that may not find favor in the eyes of the person. Maybe it will hurt the other person. That's the Ava, it's a Yira. That's a Yira that Avraham Avinu had. He was the Oyev Hashem. And on top of his Avas Hashem, he had that Yira that was able to give him the power to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Maisa Keda, to do that Keda, and to stop when Hashem told him to stop. He was in full control because he was always had a concern. I want to do only what's favorable in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love Hashem so much. I would never want to do something that was Kavayocha, make Hashem feel that. So that's what we're talking about. That's this beautiful tefillah that we're saying, recognition. What is for us? It's a special gift that we got with the Chem L'Gdoyil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's expression of His deep Ava to us, Ava Rabba, Av Tonu. And we show our Ava back. We realize this is your Ava, and we want to pardon it. I just want to end with another point in this tefillah. If you notice a very interesting thing in this bracha, it starts off with Abaruasin Shabotchu Becho. It mentions the concept of Bitochen. And then later on we say it again. Ki v'shem kotshra agudol v'anero botochnu. That we also have Bitochen in you. We see that the concept of Bitochen is intrinsic in the parasha of Ava, in the concept of Ava. Love and Bitochen go together. The Siach Yitzchok and the Siddur, he brings from the Ramchal an amazing thing. When it says, and it says, we want to be able to harinei b'sorasecho, v'loy nevoish la'olam v'ed. We will not be embarrassed eternally, because if a person in Rachmanu Litzlan is not doing the Ratzon Hashem in this world, he'll be embarrassed eternally. Ki v'shem chod sh'agodl v'noy v'tochnu. Because we have bitochen in you, v'gil v'nitzho b'shurasecho, we will also have the simcha of your salvation. So he brings a wonderful thing. He says, David HaMelech said, "B'chol Hashem chasisi alivoy shel olam. I have bitochen in you, I relied on you, Hashem, and I will never be embarrassed." And it says like this, embarrassment comes when a person gets something as a handout that he doesn't really deserve. That we know, all the Chazal say, that's the idea of Torah mitzvahs. It shouldn't be nahama de kisufo. We shouldn't have an embarrassment of getting something from our kosher book we don't deserve. So he said, when Klaisa were choyte, we did avedus, then the reason why Hashem put us into golas is because when we're in a state of chet, we're not deserving of the reward. By going through golas and having tzoris, and even so, staying steadfast with our bitochen and Hashem, even though we have all kinds of tzoris, we makal them ba'ava, and we tzapa for the geula, that gives us a schus to be deserving of olam haba. And that's what he's saying, the beautiful pshat. We say, lo nevish, lo ilam void. We won't be embarrassed. Because we have the bitochen. What does bitochen mean? The translation of bitochen is that I rely on a Kodesh Bohu and I feel close to him no matter what he does. He put me into golis. We have machlis. People are being killed through elis, xeris. Doesn't make a difference. Ava means that I'm with you in all circumstances. And he brings the Ike Midas Ava who leads Bol Lekabel Kol Abolov Benefesh Chafetza. The Nakud of love is that I'm willing to receive everything from the other party in good spirits because I rely on them, that they're close to me and I'm close to them. And no matter how externally it looks bad, I know it's all for the good. And that's the Midah Bitochen also. In other words, the definition of Ava is if there's a relationship of bitochen between the two sides, if one relies on the other one and he wants the closeness, whether the other person is doing something that looks good to him or not so good to him. Hashem is putting us to golus. Externally it looks bad. But internally we realize, Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us a Torah, you gave us a Chukei Chaim, you give us everything. We're going to go with you in this, whether we understand it or not. That's our side of the Ava. And that's the connection between Bitochen and Ava. When Klal Yisrael, we say, why were all of us Zeicha to this Maton of Ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we showed our Ava to him. How do we show it to him? By Bitochen and Hashem. By the Ovis. They went to all the Tzaras. Avram was running from place to place. Didn't deter him because he knew Hashem is with him. I externally looked like Hashem is not with him. He's forsaking him. No, he knew deep down Hashem is always with him. He had to be talking to Hashem. And that's his way of showing his feelings of Avat Hashem. Hashem says, you're with me. Christ went through Golus and Mitzrayim. They came to, and even with all that, Vayetzakul Hashem, they remained at Eshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were Zeicha to get that Ava Rabba from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah HaKadosh. That's where we end up. That others had that Ava with the trials and tribulations that they went through when they were Zeicha to the Torah. And we're continuing that Ava. We are also through our Golios, through our trials and tribulations, we're also keeping that Bitochen Hashem, that we rely on Hashem, we keep the Kesher with Hashem, and that's where we end up. In Yetz Hashem, B'schus Zeh B'koy will be Zeicha, Avi'enu L'shom Abakam V'Zeoretz, we'll have to keep his Golios, so L'cheinu K'mimiyus L'altzeinu, and you will bring us back standing upright. B'mehiru Yomeinu. Koltuv.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.